You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Well, we are quickly approaching the end of 2021, which means end of year lists are here. So we want to get to our resident critic's take on the best film and TV of the year. George Prentice, he is back with a fresh take on the top 10 list. Hi, George.
Hi, Gemma. Should old acquaintances be forgot? Of course not.
Of course not.
So we're going to do the top 10. Yeah, I thought that it would be kind of fun in the spirit of maybe David Letterman's top 10. what do you say you and I take a stroll down memory lane of the last 12 months, and these are my 10 picks of the best things I saw at the movies and on TV. So here we go with number 10. Gemma, I'm going to start with a goodie but an oldie, and that is James Bond. We said goodbye to Daniel Craig as 007 this year. Simply put, in this 25th film of the Bond universe, Daniel Craig, in my estimation, saved the franchise. He certainly elevated it with Casino Royale, certainly Skyfall, and this year with No Time to Die. And in an era where a misogynistic alcoholic killer is indeed a dinosaur, at best, I think Daniel Craig brought a vulnerability to Bond, and I don't believe we will truly appreciate what we had until years from now. That's my number 10. Let's go to number 9.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can you believe that Saturday Night Live has been on the air for almost 50 years now? When you were and I were young, Gemma. So the answer to the question, do you think Saturday Night Live is funny or what do you think were the funniest years, usually depends on how old you were. But the fact is they still drop some gems. So here was one of my favorites from this year on Saturday Night Live. And of course, it's Kenan Thompson in one of their game show takeoffs.
And now it's time to play Republican or Not with your host, Benson Dubois. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the show. The game is simple. We're going to meet some people, and our contestants have to guess whether they're Republican or not. Seems easy, right? Let's bring out our first guest. Lacey.
On Twitter, my pinned tweet is my body, my choice.
Okay, that's a trick. She's talking about vaccines, right?
Oh, if we only knew. Another hint, Lacey.
Okay, my favorite comic is Dave Chappelle.
Starting when?
I love my job. All right, give him another one.
Last month, I went to a board meeting and complained about a book being taught in my daughter's school.
Okay, I definitely know that one. She's a Republican.
No, sorry.
What? She was complaining about a book in her kid's school.
That's right. And that book, the Bible.
Sometimes SNL still gets the job done. It's such a narrow line that they walk. But that was my favorite bit from SNL this year. Okay, number 8. A movie that a lot of people may not have seen. I'm urging you to find it over the holidays. It's called Summer of Soul, directed by none other than Questlove. It chronicled the 1969 Harlem Cultural Festival. Entertaining, culturally powerful, amazing archival musical footage. It has to be the odds-on favorite for Best Documentary of the Year. Summer of Soul is currently streaming on Hulu. Find it. You'll be glad you did. Okay, let's go to number 7. Okay, this is one of the best dramas of the year. Gemma, you and I have talked about this. It's a film called Passing. It features two great performances from Tessa Thompson and Ruth Negga. It's an unexpected reunion of two high school friends, but as adults, one is living, or passing, if you will, as a white woman, In fact, she's married to a horribly prejudiced white socialite. The other is indeed living as a black woman, and she's married to an African-American doctor. Let's listen.
Pardon me, I don't mean to stare, but I think I know you.
Claire?
Mm-hmm. So you haven't ever thought to?
What?
You ever thought of passing?
No, why should I?
Now I have everything I've ever wanted.
This is my husband, John Bellew.
Does he know?
But you dislike Negroes, Mr. Bellew.
No, 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 not at all. I hate them.
Passing has to be part of the Oscar conversation, directed by Rebecca Hall. It's currently streaming on Netflix now, number 6. Also on Netflix, it's Power of the Dog. It features Benedict Cumberbatch as a Montana rancher, and through his swagger and accent and roping skills and just about everything else, Cumberbatch is almost unrecognizable. Power of the Dog is directed by Jane Campion, who brought us the Oscar-winning film The Piano years ago. It's a slow burn. Its pace is very measured. It may not be everyone's cup of tea. I believe it's a must-see on Netflix. And let's have something light now, number 5. There was some debate this year over whether Ted Lasso wasn't as good as its first season. I think this year's second season was fabulous, especially with a new instant holiday classic. They did a Christmas episode. Ted, played by the great Jason Sudeikis, he's lonely. He's far from home. He's far from his kids. He's separated from his wife. And Rebecca, the beautiful, extremely wealthy owner of the soccer team, usually spends her Christmases with famous celebrities. But this Christmas, she finds a wish list from a child who is living in the shadow of very bad times. And Rebecca and Ted show up dressed as elves to the doorstep of the young girl on Christmas morning.
Can I help you?
Good afternoon. We work for Santa Claus, and I believe he received this.
My letter.
Yes, we're terribly sorry that your presents didn't arrive last night, but as elves, we've been personally directed by Mr. and Mrs. Claus to deliver your presents this afternoon and to apologize for the delay.
Well, you see, what happened was Rudolph's nose shined so brightly that it rendered me unable to see, and I was delirious for several minutes, and I ended up putting this whole sack of goodies on the wrong sled. You know, ain't that nuts? Anyway, this bad boy's been around the world at least twice over the past day, so, yeah, you smell that? That's the Himalayas right there. Woo. That's all for you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Lots of adult humor on Ted Lasso, but ultimately, it's sweet. And Rebecca is played by Hannah Waddingham. She and Jason Sudeikis won Emmys this year, and rightfully so, Ted Lasso was named Outstanding Comedy Series of the Year. Now, number 4. We're going to get real serious now. The Tragedy of Macbeth. Not many people have seen this. I am privileged to say that I have. It is directed by Joel Coen. It's the first film directed by one of the Coen brothers without the other's involvement, and it includes the two best performances of the year, bar none, from Denzel Washington and Frances McDormand. It will open at the Flicks on New Year's Eve. It begins streaming on Apple Plus on January 4th. Denzel Washington has 2 Oscars. Frances McDormand has 3 Oscars. They should make room on the shelf. Now, number 3. Gemma, you know this is one of my favorites. It's The Wonder Years.
It's so good.
I think ABC really knocked it out of the park with this. It had a particularly wonderful Christmas episode this year. Dean is the young boy. He's the centerpiece of The Wonder Years. And his idol and his older brother, Bruce, has returned home for Christmas after serving 2 years in Vietnam. But Bruce has changed, and he feels as if he doesn't fit in anywhere, and he decides to re-up and go back to Vietnam. In a heartbeat, the Wonder Years get serious, but then it just tugs at your heart with a laugh. Little Dean is furious, so he goes down to the local Army recruiting offices, and he stages a sit-in, and he's got a big sign that says, "Stop the War."
Malcolm X was right. This nonviolence thing was not very effective. Uh-oh, here comes one of the imperialist warmonger pigs now.
Hey, any idea how long your sit-in's gonna last?
Time to hold my ground.
We're supposed to close early for Christmas Eve, and I've still got some shopping to do. I'm gonna buy my nephew a G.I. Joe.
But I'm not leaving until I end this war. I don't want my brother going back to Vietnam.
Well, you gotta do what you gotta do.
I couldn't believe how all these people could just blindly go about their lives while my family was being torn apart. I also couldn't believe how stupid I was not to pee before I started my sit-in.
I gotta use the bathroom. Can you hold the sign for me? I'll be right back.
You know, Gemma, network TV still has the ability to make a great new sitcom, and I think The Wonder Years is one of the best new sitcoms in a long time from network television.
I would agree, George. We watched this as a family, and it's such a good show. And you know how you talked about how it goes from funny to serious? Mm. I mean, that's life, right?
So absolutely.
It is such a great show.
When ABC announced it was going to do a remake, I have to admit, I had a big eye roll, but The Wonder Years is a big, big, wonderful surprise. Okay, number two. Mayor of Easttown, a limited series on HBO this past spring. I still can't shake it. Mayor is a former high school basketball star in her hometown. And Kate Winslet, boy, does she nail the Pennsylvania accent. She's now a detective, but she's incredibly flawed. Here she is talking with her mother, played by the wonderful Jean Smart, and Mayor is admitting to planting drugs on a woman that she despises.
I stole two bags of heroin from the evidence closet at work, and I planted them in Carrie's car. I was hoping that she'd get pulled over and arrested for possession.
God, Mary Ann. I don't know what the hell to say. Oh, wait, it just came to me. That was stupid.
Oh, wait, it just came to me. That was stupid. Kate Winslet and Jean Smart both won Emmy Awards. I don't wish anyone ill will, but Mayor is a fictional character, and I do kind of hope that there's some crime in this fictional town so we can see another season of Mayor of Easttown on HBO. I think this was HBO's best this year. Now, number one. I've been talking about this film since September. I love Belfast. Gemma, you know, it's my favorite film. It helped me fall back in love with movies this year. A coming-of-age film. 9-year-old Buddy is the centerpiece. Buddy's family is in the eye of a hurricane. The sectarian violence in Belfast, Northern Ireland, in the late 60s. It is a story about love and trouble, but mostly a story about family. And what do you do to save your family? Well, the obvious answer is anything, but do you leave the surroundings that have shaped your family? It's a question I think that is universal. It's a very relatable story. It's lovely. It's entertaining. It will make you laugh. I was a puddle of tears at the end. The soundtrack is great. Jamie Dornan. Who would have known? Jamie Dornan. Remember him from 50 Shades of Grey? Mm-hmm. Well, he is he's the dad, and he's madly in love with his wife and his family. And one night at the local pub, there's a holiday get-together, and he grabs a microphone and sings out. Here he is. And this is Jamie Dornan singing.
Really?
Yeah.
Open up. Why could I leave Belfast? Everybody likes them and everybody looks after them.
Belfast will still be here when you get back.
Will you?
I'm going nowhere you won't find me.
The Irish were born for leaving.
Otherwise, the rest of the world would have no pubs.
What do you want?
I want my family with me. I want you.
You know who you are. And wherever you go, and whatever you become, that'll always be the truth.
Be good, son.
If you can't be good.
And if you can't be good, be careful.
How do you say goodbye to your past? You say it with tears. You never forget. I will never forget the feeling I had when I first watched this film, and I look forward to watching it again and again. It is a complete experience. If you want to mask up and go to a theater and feel better, this is the movie. Belfast, I believe, is the best thing I saw this year.
Wow. George, will it be on any streaming, or do you have to go to the theater?
You really do have to go to the theater. You know what? We're quickly approaching award season. You can expect this film to be nominated for a lot of awards. It's going to be a while before it will stream for free. That said, I wouldn't be terribly surprised if you can pay for it and stream at home soon. It's in glorious black and white, written and directed by Kenneth Branagh. It is his story. He grew up in Belfast, and it's just a universal story. You feel as if this movie has been in your life for years, but it is highly original, and it checks a lot of boxes.
And I will tell you this, I've actually been to Belfast. It is an amazing place. Ireland itself is just beautiful.
It is. The first time I went to Belfast was in the early 80s, and I remember driving around truly serpentine roads because of the watchtowers of the guards who were still there.
And, exactly.
And there are craters in the town that are makeshift memorials of the violence that defined their lives. This was in our lifetime.
Yeah, I tell you, George, just listening to what you just played, I need to go see this movie.
It's really great. Performances all around. But I think just as a film experience, best film of the year. Mm-hmm. Certainly more cerebral stuff is out there. I'm sure the critics will bend over backwards because they don't like a film that is popular with audiences. Well, pardon me.
Which I've never understood.
pardon me. I like this film.
And I appreciate that you do that, George. It's like I don't need to sit through a dissertation. So I appreciate this. George, it is always so lovely to have you on. Love the top 10. Gives me some things to do over this very long holiday break that's coming up.
Happy holidays. Be safe. Be warm. I love you. And here we are in the middle of the pledge break. So we've got some work to do. But thank you so much for giving my love of film and TV a home here on Idaho Matters.
Oh, always, George. You're one of my very favorites. I want to say a big thank you to our George Prentice and a thanks to our listeners because you have stepped up to support Idaho Matters and Boise State Public Radio during our winter fund drive. We really would not be here without any of you. So be sure to tune in tomorrow for our weekly wrap-up of news with our reporter roundtable. I'm Gemma Gaudet.
Should old acquaintance be forgot, and the days of old lang syne? For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet, for all. We twa here run aboot the braes and put the gowans fine. We've wandered. that many's the weary fet since days of all lack sight. For all lang syne, my dear, for all lang syne, we'll take a cup, oh kindness yet, for all lang syne. And we twa he piddled in the barn from morning sun till dine. Oh, but seas between us bathe they roared since days of all lang syne. For all lang syne, my dear, for all lang syne, we'll take a cup, oh kindness yet, for all.